Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Praise this everything. We bless your name. We rebuke every demonic presence. We come against every demonic force, every ulterior spirit. We declare in the name of Jesus, be silent. In Jesus' precious name, prevail. Word of God, prevail in the spirit and in the hearts and souls of your people. Bring us to the point of divine intellect, intuition, and knowledge. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody say amen. Clap your hands. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. All right. Get your Bibles and let us do a very quick revision of last Sunday, since I had the privilege of preaching here in the W3 service and also in the F5. It had been like 3 Sundays of preaching in the F5, and it felt like a whole year. It was an honor. Hallelujah. We thank God for every privilege that He grants unto us to always have the blessing to stand before sanctified people washed in the blood and in the glory of God, to stand before you and to speak the heart and the mind of the Lord to you in this particular end time. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. Honestly speaking, we do not see it as a right at all. We don't see it as a right at all. The truth of the matter is that God can choose anybody to use. Yeah. And so anytime that we have the privilege to speak to you, we do not take it for granted. It's a great honor to, anytime I stand in prayer, I tell the Lord, thank you for giving, thank you for choosing us, and thank you for giving us an opportunity to serve you in this end time. Amen. There are far better people than us. I mean, I'm talking to you and I. There are far, far better people than us who deserve to call themselves children of God. So if He grants you, you know, we take a lot of things for granted, Christians. We take a lot of things for granted, like the life you are enjoying. You know, you feel like you should wake up and you woke up. But that is even a gift that God has given you. And so sometimes you need to pause just a little bit and reflect on the goodness of God. Somebody cannot breathe. Somebody cannot talk. They brought a young lady to this place and to Forest and Bible Cafe. She can't breathe. She's just suffocating, gasping for air. You breathe normally. A lot of people cannot drink water. You do it normally. Many people cannot sleep. You sleep. I mean, by 8:30 now, and then the snoring begins. I met a specialist in London, beautiful woman in South Africa. She could not smell. She can't smell. I never knew until one day I said, can you smell my perfume? She said, I have never smelled. I don't know what perfume it is. Wow. Impressive. So God has been good to you. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. You will be shocked and amazed at what God has done and what He is doing in your life. Say amen. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you, my darling. Today is your birthday. Mrs. Yane. Hallelujah. It's another privilege to sow into a life of a beautiful person. Hallelujah. A foundation scripture is John 12. Verses 20 and 21, and it's been our foundation for life. Life is too serious to be wasted. I will repeat what I said. Life, it is too serious to be wasted. I see on a daily basis how people waste life. especially when I am in the ghettos and preaching in the ghettos, on the streets, in the markets, and I see people who waste life. Can I hear a good amen? Then it impresses me even the more when I come to church and I see lives being wasted. Wouldn't you call it a waste that a young lady aimlessly, confused, does not even know whose proposal to accept? If you are a young lady and you are in a church and you have slept with two people in that church, I think that you are wasting your life. It's a waste of life. Waste of life. If he gave me 70 years, according to Psalm 90, verse number 10, 11, and then I will add verse 12. The Bible said the days of our years are 70. In GMT, it will make it accurately in a language that you understand. He says 70 years is all we have. 80 years if we are strong. And here, I am going to use the opportunity. I was speaking to Dr. Mahama, and Mr. Sampon, this is where we need you guys to help us. Because I have also come to a realization that so many of the Christians don't take their health serious. Oh, please, please. A lot of people. When Pastor Richard was sick and we took him to Kolebu for his surgery, then I realized that this, what he suffered, is a common phenomenon. It was not only intestinal obstruction. It was also ulcer perforation. And it is common. Among the NYSC, it is common. And look at how he puts this particular thing. You know, he makes a submission. He makes a submission in the word of the Lord. Listen to how amazing he puts it. He said very interestingly, he said, if is not a surety. If is a probability. If we are strong, if, as a matter of fact, if is not a language of faith, if is not a language of faith. Very interesting. Amazing, he said, if we are strong, yet all they bring us is trouble and sorrow. That is what it means. I was speaking to one of our daughters this morning before my waiting early in the morning. I told her, I said, never try to break Satan in a situation where God expects you to apply wisdom. Stop breaking things that does not exist. The body is tired. Rest. Sleep. Don't come and tell me Satan is after my life. I don't think that there is any Satan after your life. The body overworks itself. It just needs reset. Go to sleep. Finish. Because he's taking the medication and the medication is not working. Blood pressure is not subsiding. Body net drew danger limit. One rest, two jinan, we try. And you see Satan. Jimmy. People don't like frankness, plain truth. But the good thing is that the Lord has blessed you with a man of God on Feru, just like God's word. You know, and when you meet some, it's a scanner. It is a, you know, it just scans you. That's what it does. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 12. The Bible said that the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than every two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and as of the joints and marrow. He said, the word is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Simply put, the word is a scanner. We put you in a scanner, it scans you. The word is a scanner. It scans the motives. It scans the intellect. It scans the hidden parts of the human person. The word does that. The word does that. The word will prompt you. Prompt you! This evening, my theme is addictions. I will start with habits and end with addictions. Ikuta Bible and so you move would, you know, crazy addictions. Very crazy addictions. Sometimes I wonder heaven ye be nyemu kwaya kurudi. Just like sometimes I yana flow movie. Heaven ye be nyabi akurudi. Addictions. There are preachers with addictions. Jesse, I met a man of God. You all know him. We met in a music launching event. A Bruce's son. I'll go for your drug, go for your drug. I go via drug, go via drug, go via drug. Okutujem. Obikutujem. Kuta flask. Just like it's water. A flask and it's full of gin. Carrying gin to the altar. Go via drug, go via drug. Papa. Hallelujah. Protocol, can you start bringing the rest of the people here and there so I can see everybody's beautiful face? Amen. Can you put this in a different version, that same verse? Let's read it immediately after that. I'll allow you to take a seat. Watch this. He says, the word of God is alive and active, sharper than every double-edged sword. It cuts. Let me go down and read that. It judges the desires and thoughts of the heart. I am going to talk about addictions, but I will start with habits. It judges the desires. Desires, if I should break desires down, I will arrive at addictions. Another version, look at this. The Bible said, interestingly, he said, it judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Attitudes, not attitude. Attitudes of the heart. Put in another version, look at this. He said, laying us open to listen and obey. I don't get that one. Let's move to something else. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Exposes. Would you already say what you want to see? But the word of God has already exposed your inside, your innermost part. And desires, the word has already done that. Who do you want to deceive? The whole world is living in deception. I have the big church. I have the bigger number. I have the biggest cars. I drive this. I do that. I have the biggest television, radio. I have the biggest following on Instagram. What's the papa? You love the praises of men rather than the praises of God. Let all men be liars and God be true. Yeah, let all men be liars, because he will make the wisdom of God, wisdom of men, foolishness, for the wisdom of God is wiser than men. Strange. That is why he said, for the message of the cross is foolishness to them that believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. The word, you know, the message of the cross. Asenia, then what some young kwasi asem de mawawa ayera. Eye nyami tum itime Kenya mi asem wa. Wo bi tia uzenza kwe nsem funu oka. Wo bia wa yira san wo gine. Wo bia wa yira. Unimse wa yira. Uti sumu na mekachira ose kunda wenchenya. Frise suma bahuna. Adiyenta ukona mekachira ose ya sound. You will not know because you sit in dark, abject darkness. Aseniano, and once, and Aseniano wants some crying. He did not come up, run, Ebra. Come on, pra. Hallelujah. You may be seeing that I'm taking too much time with my introduction. Whoever is there, please focus. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's do a very quick revision. Immediately after that, I can be able to comprehend or go into what we want to talk about tonight, and the Lord's grace will help us. My theme for last Sunday was Selah. Selah means stop, consider, reflect, analyze, assess, and do a revelatorical or a revelational deep introspection or retrospection. So when you pay attention, what do you mean? Bible says, "Ebrenu ana Joseph, eunu se Mary anyem Ebrea wenya nyene ho adie enwe ye no atwede ne se wakachire ne ho there was something that he said, well, yes, we'll be jano kukuem. But Babu said, now, what drink you need no mono? A brand new award drink you need no mono. When I'm able for being who any catcher and say, Yosef, a man buntu, so far Maria didn't hear we hear it. Visa dianoa, a shiny ya frumono, a yard a crum crum. A man buntu, so far Maria, so didn't hear we hear it. Because he is conceived of the Holy Spirit. What is in her is a holy seed. As him we will be anti-bida. Send me what we not the diminyang wareno. Na wabam in chairs a good room in him. I'm swan yam saying or so on crum cran yam. When yam no cran yam was a home crum crum was a one yam war. Who goes young crum growing? I can imagine what Mary went through. Hallelujah. But interestingly, when Joseph found, was able to discover the voice of the Lord, and the voice of God told him, don't be afraid to accept Mary. Can you imagine Moses? Moses' ability was not sharp enough to know the voice of God. Can you imagine that leading over 10 million people in the wilderness for 40 years? That would be a disaster. Same thing, it is a disaster for a Christian not to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's a disaster. What's all this while? By now, you should be able to tell. By now. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't serve God. Jesus said, Na adom ne homom ne ba mo so a mo benya ho den na my madanse for. The Bible said, and they went until they were endued with power from on high. How carnal this generation have become. You see carnal people screaming nonsense from places in the name of church. A deny human ideology, try and error, ma try ma quare. I'm asking, where is the Spirit of God in all this? I want to ask, when the young ladies bring the gentlemen to the altar, and sometimes I'm looking at a relationship and all stuff, I'm asking, where is God in all this? One of my daughters was getting married, came to our house. Lady was sitting there, I was sitting here, she was sitting there. She said, Daddy, you know, just give me your blessing. I said, sweet, this will not work. Oh, Daddy, you be anuafani serious. How can I joke with your future? How can I joke with your life? As a man of God, I watch over your soul. How can I joke? The scripture, Yan, and I know you could see it, you can see Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 7. The Bible says, Munhem penny for our car with Yamia Sam, Hedgehemo, Munhem, my brother, where we are, and Munsia Mujidi. Hey, how can I joke with your future, my darling? How can I joke with your future? A child of God goes to sit in the house of God, and a supposedly so-called man of God wants to joke with your destiny, and you feel that is a joke. Listen to what the lady told us at the all night, that the church where she came from to Alabaster, the so-called man of God told her to take off her pants. He wants to see her genitals, whether it is big or small. I thought that our business was to bring in the lost sheep into the fold of Christ. I thought that our business was, you know, bringing people to the place of salvation, redemption, yeah, regeneration, adoption, until their spirit cries, Abba Father. I thought that we are servants of the Most High God who lead or teaches the way of salvation. I thought that our game was all about people and souls, their well-being and all that. I didn't know that our business have twisted in destroying lives. This is why I have a problem with anybody who will use this to curse anybody. I don't care what they did. You don't have that right. Let God be the Daniel Garcia Dominique warriors in that. People who say things about us and say things, right things about us, which does not exist. They are the souls that the Lord has sent me to preach. Koriromo. Lordship. Just give me your blessing, Dad. Just give me your blessing. Came with a gentleman to our house. Mission and him with pain. So this will not go too far. Bamu Banu a printed wedding card. That you are preaching at the wedding, that you are preaching at the wedding. Today she sent me two photographs. She said, Daddy, I'm bleeding. Check the two photographs. Before and now. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God. What does it mean for the Holy Spirit to lead somebody? How can the Holy Spirit lead you when he is not living in you? How can the Holy Spirit be living in you when you have no idea or clue how even the Spirit operates? And how can the Holy Spirit live in you when you are destroying the temple of the Holy Ghost? This body is a temple. Why no one will see? Therefore, You cannot destroy this body. Did they return? Let me tell you something. The Bible said that he that destroys the temple of God, God will destroy. Did he really say that? That God can destroy a person? I told the F5 service last time, I said, be careful. Luke chapter 21, 34. No? Two words. Be careful. Be careful. Be very careful. 22 different versions, maybe let me get that particular word. Be on your guard. Next one. This one says, interesting. Be careful. I want this one. Be careful not to let yourself be occupied with too many partying and Sodom and Gomorrah. Listen here. On Sunday, God has given me a message for this nation. The Lord has asked me to use 7 cities in the Bible. God said, this generation are like these 7 cities. Tell them the nature of all the 7 cities and tell them that they are like them. I grow too much as a generation. And that is this generation. We have too many people that are playing. That play has come to church, come to the pulpit. Who said you have all the time in the world? Singing my phone, you're saying two are doing such an shedder. Ebre enya wodiya. Ebre enya wodiya. Diya wobe eni yeni ntem. Ebre enya wodiya. When Stephen Dinsey sat here, little did he know and little did we know that he had a particular duration of time. Sani pano, oba eni wode ne hobe bo e huhufuo. En womo be bo brafon konkonsan omni adia. I'm telling you, Sabri, kawo 1 in 9 with you. Where the fire, the Bible said, where the fire does not quench and the worm does not die, the flame is burning every day and is forever and ever. This is why I am screaming every day. I'm warning you. It's a warning. Ayase kakra, bibi kakra obedi enti, akono kakra enti, bibi awunye benya ni bibi esesi enti, temporary things enti. You are going to fall into eternal damnation. I am here at the junction of heaven and hell, and I'm warning people, redirecting them. That is it. Obi ya ni brenzu yenu we wunu wako amiasa ano. Ejuma ameye no no. O pedi ya waha. Pedi ya waha. Asi me ko hell. Ko pedi ya hell. Se me niji se me ko hona nzi friyako. Friyako! Friyako. Ejuma ameye. Hallelujah. Myself and my pastor, Reverend Wilberforce, we were speaking the other day. And he was telling me, I said, Papa, what we said? When you baby have an tears, I see, so you won't know some fast what you will. Depend who you pen and some fast with any nasty baby satan. So you said, and what they want to send the Juman and Faso DNA and Shida Wabe was as his Nana dead. Today, the same Ghanaians hail Kwame Nkrumah. Even Rollins. Send them up a Rollins as a very interesting. How can see a Mr. Atawu and the original, you know, state house? A granny susa will be son was a Ubisasa one Mikru Kurayan and Grofway come from Uriana. Was it for 4 years what is every day? What Tini Kuru Dimia Yensimuru? Kusisi Nikuru Afinan come for Nashasia. Atame was not in Nim Samobe come for Atame Susa. mukika nkwasi asam kire mo president na akoma akoma no ehuru ya na mo president akoma te wowo ya no mo bo nyo mo be yes 18 me kan nyo mo no ma akoma ko 18 ni na ya ta me so nyo mutwa ne ho ntoma he se na mo do ata me so sa amo do ata me adie bia papa ye ya anya mo fe president ya we took coin court in sisam bigina parliament se sumano a wo man suma ye ne se na mo de ma me sisa e ka ye ni e de abas wo mo mfan to futum ye nya wo bu edi madompe no wo mo re ma ne ye nso e wi me nya ye bible study hallelujah. So we were doing reflections on, Sunday. Interestingly, we read a couple of scriptures. I think that it will just be wise for me to run through them quick just for the sake of the lovely people who were not here on Sunday, who have also joined us online, who were not here. So the first scripture that I quoted, and these were for reflections, reflect on these things. The Bible said in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, he said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest and just, and whatsoever things are pure and lovely, and whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and praise, think. That word think is the same word reflections, reflect. It's the same word for sila. Think about these things. And so the first scripture that I quoted on Sunday was James chapter 1 verse 15. The Bible said, then when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. O sa kono ni insenya. E wu boni. Na boni, boni e wye nyini ya. E wu. Sa na boni nyini. When the Holy Spirit of God lives in you, the Spirit of God will never lead you to junk. Never. He leads you beside still waters and restores your soul. He delivers you, from evil and guides you in the paths of righteousness and restores your soul. That is the Holy Spirit. Spirit of God! You might already know that. That is what the Holy Ghost does. The enemy has increasingly, made the soul. He said, let the people, especially the Christians, let them accept the status quo. Anything goes. Don't rebuke us. Don't correct us. Don't straighten us. Don't bring any word of conviction. Don't convict us. Even that is the work of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit not convict us. Visit us. Pamper us. Encourage us. Pray for us. Come and visit us. Even when we cause abortion, don't stand here looking with us with any eye. Let them sing a song of worship to encourage us that everything will be well. We need a word of encouragement, motivation. We need preachers of inspiration. When you see that we have fallen into a sin that leads to eternal damnation, don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Pretend as if everything is nice. Preach to us like you are speaking to angels. That is the voice of this generation. The voice of this generation. And don't make things so hard. Make things easy for us. Make us forget our own, lines of iniquity and transgression. Because once saved, forever saved. Leave us alone. At least if you can pity us and love us and pamper us and cuddle us and all that, at least don't come screaming on us. At no ye saya. A wo bone. Bone no. A nini, a nyere nyinia. To its peak, a woo. For the past 21 days, a woo be a siwa Ghana. But me the woo na siwa Ghana from the past 3 weeks, me the two scripture we hua. Ihunu bibi. Akono. Akono! That is where I'm going to derive. With that scripture back, let us work. Watch you read the word, let us hear you. Then last, that word is a dangerous word. Last. Yeah, you're born again, but I dear we are sorry TI. Look at this same word, last, akono, in Galatians chapter 5. Verse 16, the Bible mentions this same word. The Bible mentioned the same word. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill lust of the flesh. This, asoria tia gidi fo. For this thing, this is the reason why people can strip naked. On your TikTok. Mimi ni akumaho. Se u be a TikTok mame. For 5 minutes or maybe 30 minutes. And someone make a kanagane in another time. We make jammy bruta. Eze me famo. Lust after the flesh. Even proceed in verse 17 to talk about it. Watch this. He said, for the flesh lusted. He mentions it again. Against the spirit. And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. So that they so ye cannot do the things that you want. You are on fire for God. You love God. You are a soul winner. You are a giver. You are a pleasure of God on earth. Last. When we say last, No. We see our dear way. It's witchcraft. Na ansa na obenya sa beye we no na adie we na epushi wakoto beye last ubide ne ka be si ha abaye ke yidi e me na nkese me that is last me je se dia musresre enkrofo adie na me timi musu ani brade serious. I have met very wealthy people that are dressed in the pair Rush you up! Yam shishine. So when I'm talking about addictions, I am going to talk about 10 addictions. Let's start with addiction of food. Addiction. Poacher your addiction. What did God warn you? Luke chapter number 21, verse 34. First addiction he talked about. Poacher did it. Fakome language more because there is a good version here. A very interesting version. Look at this. He said, Monshe ye na edidie emoroswo. Eni ensaburo. Etona fufuo. And then cut a cutting kuntu. To chill a midi a gum and wa. Go to Yuguso upon Chiguso. And quine ben or no. Abuadia was you to Unguana. Jinamuguso, Namin Sansio. Unya kuma yadi ase abeifo. It's an addiction. Yeah? The fact that you have food doesn't mean you should eat. Oh, please. Yeah? Your fridge can be stocked with food. The fact that you have money that you can buy something doesn't mean you should buy it. That's why we call something impulse buying. Buying as soon as behind the wall, but a room divider. Because now you need to, you know, there were flat screen TVs. But the room divider, they could not read you, see, and we see. Now Paris Bow, Yashisha sizes, and so see. You are in chancing, flowers in chancing, and also down. Now for Yashisha Guardian, Key Soap, Lux, Palmolive, Rexona, and Cleopatra. Yashisha. Hey, Ghana for Mama Manimi. Semina yam fan de kuriti. Ye di jare, tamne ko jare. Sardine name, oh, yeah. Milo, sardine, milk, this way, chocolate. Arranged. A dear baby, yes, you know, I'm going to say, 4 years, 3 months. Wobua yin crampine, why rem a milo I say? Nanka was so milum pampa now no. What do you decorate with them? Food! I tell people the fact that you have money doesn't mean you should be throwing it away. Please. The first addiction is food. Ubi on Martin was where did dear me? As me baby dear, baby don't make. The end of don't come. The end of fear will be cause. The guy na beka tell me my say, my baby does ah ah ah. Konu munzu na koda. The dear a moroso. I thought I may call you know restaurant that is a buffet. I said young for full load one. I'm yam shishi on mama restaurant phone. 300 cities are be 20 in a washing grove where the anizad. Timu se kwabrani, timi load where the ane. Especially a co-wedding, be party, a year be a year buffet. But when I'm profound, load be go on mobile. Loading! Because I just say, you know, Mr. Sampo, yeah, na track, yeah, the track be be see, I'm track minimum ni pako track. I'm the track ni be see, ha. Na ubi kuludu, choba hono. A higher fufu ben kuku to take two zafin or jijin rubber man or jijin or the big good tracking. Take away the bang or jij, take away 12 no de kushi tracking. And what frost or the chance and gagba, a course rose or monte at the end, but you with you, Ubidu are not tracking it to would do ya no, not tracking it to connection I could be baby different location. Hallelujah. That's an addiction. The next addiction is work. The moment I say addiction, what the white drink baby for? So let me start talking to you about baby a white dream. Work can be addiction. Me and Gina, I know I'm a very strong choleric, a leadership or you know, result oriented person. A human, I cannot meetings into 12 midnight, you know, Zoom meetings with preachers. When I'm having meetings, I don't sound nice like I'm talking to you. Yeah, reports now by the kickens in which them is said, you know, man, Timan go follow up. When do you go follow up, say? When do you go follow up, say? Name nam kwan go house to house evangelism ba 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 yes when but yes me take call and free we come be be bit na. But work can be addictive to the point that you don't have time for your own children, your own husband, your own wife, and your own self. You are in an addiction. Number three, social media. Social media. Gadgets like this. Phones. Adiewe has become the most dangerous device in this generation. The most powerful device in this generation at the same time. The most. Adiewe Agunkrofa, how are you? This thing. I'm your pastor. Why will I lie to you? Views. And we are crazy about views, shares, and likes. Here. Addiction. If we take this away from somebody for only one day. I was watching a documentary with Didi. A husband's phone rang. And the wife wanted to say, honey, your phone is ringing. I'm going to say, dive will be a mikunu dive up to the phone. Akwaba akuyajene to hospital. Oh, sorry free. You call me muno. First thing, where is my phone? No, I'm saying it's with your wife at the car park. Oh, yeah, Kamala. No, I'm sorry, I'm from Panama. So, dross grown, she'll be a Dimirika. Yeah, me phone. At the end of the phone, is it? At the end of the phone. Mama, come for the day somebody, an ethical hacker, he said, let me see your phone. He took the phone. And when he watched the phone, he said, your phone has been hacked for 4 years now. They checked the hacking to where the people have hacked it. Now, maybe someone said, at the end, one more here. Also, the hackers here, they just want to monitor you. I'm saying, I really have work. Name a monument, you name me phones. At the end, I'll be moving phones. Why are numbers, text messages, and pictures? Pictures, and I answer the pictures. When was I posting my mouth social media? So apart from the people in this church, you don't know my children. Adiabi Huanko. Ejina me ka hun me trap picture. Say. Check this machine, y'all. Yeah. Check this machine, y'all. I am a chain. You off one of the abunia. This thing has denied people a prayer life. Adiwe, you can't pray because of this. It's an addiction. This thing. I told the day, I said the day I will put my phone off for 6 months, I think people will collapse. Just 3 days before prayer, I'll be a message. Hey, a day. Sometimes put this thing off and go and seek the God of your salvation. For direction and clarity. Adiaway is a distraction. Adiaway, many people don't read your Bibles. Listen. Can you call sorry your quiet time first? Say, what sorry you are this thing? Because of this thing, people don't sleep. Ube mwana for abo. So any mamma in sorry, unna you. You have not slept. Afraid. Charlie, you see the thing, you check up. Yeah. You see my new pictures on Instagram? Charlie, be hot, no be easy. Who the sir and a two abo? And crawl bumpire or online kafa bobby. Charlie, 4 a.m. Charlie, 6 a.m. Unai. I feel with the human. You are the outside before a year. Last addiction. This small thing had distracted so many people. I deal with people don't read anymore. Reading books is gone because of this thing. The reading of books is gone. Articles. You all London, your cassette will be a blogger. It means the person is an article writer. Blogs have nothing to do with video. Videos, crap, yeah, it had not come in at all. It is, there will be a website, not a segment, and calls it a blog, a personal blog. It was a place to read articles. There is a big businessman in Africa by the name Strive Maziyiwa. He writes articles, very, very powerful articles for business people. If Strive is having a conference in Cameroon, in Johannesburg, I tell you, business CEOs fly from all over the world to come and sit down and listen to him. He is a blogger. Not this videos thing. No. This thing has denied so many people the opportunity to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. This thing. Asofo kurabe waiting ube konumu jina wiso. The way we can go 40 days fasting, go and hide somewhere, wait upon the Lord, come with fresh, is gone because of this. People are on waiting and they are, I am Atachia, yo, I'm Atachia, send in your prayer request, yo. Nonsense, yo! Nonsense, yo. How many people can meet His Majesty or say to the second with a phone in your pocket? How many people can meet His Excellency, the President of Ghana? Go even at the police headquarters. The moment you get to the reception, they take all your devices from you. All devices are taken before you even go to the main building. How much more the Jubilee House? You are in the presence of Almighty God. And you can go, hey, what are you saying? Goose, you have a goose. Goose have a goose. Okay. A bumpy. Right. A bumpy. Actually, le barabalaba, shada balaba. Hey, ma'am, in a free. Ma, never say. Me feed it, mukwa from. Me feed it, any abua. Any, any, watching, I'm a baba, benantes. Right. Actually, me bumpy. Labalabalaba. We empire. You call, this is why you are weak Christians. Weak believers. Weak Christians. Obi ko waiti no afreme. Oh, freme. Mimi ko waiti amiyiri mfreme, mfreme yiri. If it is 30 days, 20 days, 1 week, 3 days, you can't get me come kra obi ya and remedy na kwa. Eba me mo ku se maba. The be anywhere your emergency. Miles are my way. Nothing is an emergency. Obi wua, it's not an emergency for me. I am meeting the God of the Bible. Na dumara kwa na me bi be ka kire mo. Iti se me ni di e sha obi and stable. Be our way. That must be your life. Addiction of the cell phone. Mumbe brewono mwa anadwi eyesem ne bompa yema honkrungum breakage addiction, no? Because this phone thing, gadget thing, is stealing your heart. Gadget way, Adani bosom, an idol. A guy don't worship and yes, will be a CBA, and he is CBA, a worship. These devices have turned into idols. And virtually, we worship these devices. Now because of iPhone 14 Pro Max. What is an iPhone? Phone. What is a phone? Who get a phone 3 weeks after now? Now we try to release it from. We must come and say they were not here. To come here phone now 4 months. Some of the phone from. We took away 250,000 Ghana, 250 million. And no crowd no go. Who are counting the team we here now for from? Who from your betrothal say team? We didn't say they get a money. That a year brother phone you mean pay bill. Maybe maybe my brother Charles. I go here say me only and he da catch them. That's why we didn't team mame. Brother man didn't team mame. I go see I'm by your way. What person you meet here? You are somebody. You are praying for somebody's husband to take care of you like this. I could hear a statement that every money is money. That's a lie. That's a lie. The Bible said in the book of Proverbs chapter 8, or see you with sika ya brehon. Book of Revelation chapter 3, or see you with sika ya yimu. Sika ya yim. Saka we sika can never be the same as sika when you media shida whoopi. Can never. If I seek a phone, Faco, will be Kunu seek a messiah. Faco, I will tell you all the time, will be a cobokro no atimusta. God does not need your money. I told you the mind of God. Now, we don't mean what we say, but why will we tell you that? Don't bring me an envelope, rather go and take care of your mother. Say, you seek any bread. This place will be a wrong place to do ministry. London, to be sure, when in Bodin, town won some by the prophetic grace, a Honan Kawasam Dia Dominicota. Show when you can count one somewhere, Miss Wakwanche, 7,400. Calculated by 5, ASN. I'm telling you, but a Jaya, near Juma, but I did your she and sent it. Hana may hear a Nanka Rebbe, Yanano, your choir, Midia, Yabdu Midian, I'm saying, Eddie Mudimaba Zungo Zungo. A Hanam Pes BB Sen and Pesameba. Me, I'm a semi pen, I'm a rebbe, be a Uram, sir. And Nema Bazungo. If I am catching media for the media, your mother, say, after the bar, may my pay her. Please, I'm a cassia year for the Amunia. Because of iPhone 3. Now we have iPhone 14. You damage you because of iPhone 3. Damage you because of iPhone 3. I did you have him? Hey, I'm in Ganjo in Shirakura Fno. We'll talk half of fraud to them while you be with Afno. The moon is half. I'm okay. There's a for fraud by me. I'm for fraud. I'm a pen. It was men no reason. Loved not the world. When you see a preacher say unity, but what tenacity now steady life? I'll be who is in Yamia Sindia and Okra. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. Dear, what do we as in a journey? Don't need any more. Who be do we? Missy, what would you say? Mama, come for Maminka, someone genuine. This is it. Oh, pray up here, Unya. Oh, pray, Penal. They don't get it. Wamwa, a woman near 12 that is so soon no home, no crew. A dear woman's ray, you know, and I'm here PM. Yeah. People say, I have not seen, I have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man. What God has for those who love him, but God has revealed it unto us by his spirit. I'm telling you, this is why there is no need to say when Ibri will be out there. Never. Never, never. Say many British stay. You know, as I don't know, you say, Yamia man and then two. Say, say, the head room, no. Yamia man and then two. This is why people will be here, fetch us. What do you say? Pressure, the other 2 years, so I didn't want to hear. The strange pressure. Nyaya na kama tu ya basro kakra na me hips ya pompe kakra enye nyaya na kama free kumu na kakra na wahano pie na you know me ba na etimi aye you know etimi a shiki kakra se be kwa se shiki ne mapapa omunsu ewo shiki ndojen sa ah, metu ido sendodo mi nyaya nka mu nka tafam ka tife me nyame nsu unu amani yo libra unu amani. And I'm asking the addictions that have crept the well, strange addictions. Now, when you come to, you know, perversion, then you can come to the addiction of sex, the drive for that, for it. You know what I'm doing, dear? Be addicted at so much. Why can't somebody be addicted to the word of God? Why are so many people addicted to pornography? Yet, tell them why pornography will be found so. Clear! It will be found so. A woman, a encrypted, coded, and biometric. To hack it from the cross, I app on there. There is no hacker on earth that obeys me. Yes, I app on. Panda! We heard a celebrated gospel musician in America came and confessed, said, I've been addicted to pornography for over 30 years. Jesus said, except a man take up his cross and deny himself. How can you take a cross and just following Christ without denying yourself? And I'm talking about Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 24. Watch again, I'm telling you that there's
a na yesu sine sua fo ne se so bi peso di machi a manom pa ne ho achi
wo bia wo peso wo di machi no mani ni kai empa ne ho achi. Put it in English, let me read it. No man say let him deny himself. Dina intina mo hu ya me nwa when you know mo dia mo ba be fa Christ ade bia na mo wo mu no e ye normal to bring Christ mo hu ya mama. This is why I'm open by your moon. I'm telling you, and I don't know what catch the sad years of no more. Munyan, you Munsu Amunyash, but you are my jaw, my film of Freeman. Wobia, Wopus will decrease it in a man in Fanasilia. Watch a young girl, Revelation chapter 3. Kind free verse, I may. These things right he does have the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works that thou hast a name that thou livest, but thou art dead. May boy shall me hear as I say so. I know your works. You have a reputation that you have. You live, you are alive, but you are dead. Go to Revelation chapter 2. Let's read from chapter. Let's talk about, okay, let's start from verse number 14. Read from verse 14.
Pegamo nyoma.
Start to free baby. Pegamo I don't chance you free. Verse number
12.
Read. The angel of the church of in Pergamos, right? These things say, he that have the sharp sword with two edges. Read on.
Send the Ocraft and the Fenunam Namnesia.
Read.
Meaning the Otia. Yes, Satan, him just see.
Babia, what teno? I want to say, Tan, couldn't you see?
No crammy demo.
Wokrammy D.
No one pammy D. And now, Wokum may dance in no quaff for anti power mono. Dear Obunsamtia,
Mahonia,
Nanso, Nasumo, and Sam Kakra,
me one Sam Kakra.
Say, oh, Nipa, whoa, whoa, Billiam in church,
and Chilechina, you Billiam in church. There are people in church with the teachings and doctrines of Balaam.
Your chair, Balak, said unto Israel, must in Tudia, no one in Nama, Wokum Ama Abosom.
Read the word.
Now one more exam.
Now one more exam.
Sansuna, or one hour crack, Nicola.
And nay, Obi Bacassa was Yena, Yadaboya, for me, I'm a name of Casemi, Yadaboyeni. Now we're building a good foundation to say what he wants to say. When you are some papeka, Yena, Yadaboya, for. And P.I., and in Faswa Christo Mojanabe. What does he have the boy? Then I had the boy for. Will be arm from one home. Munya crum crum. Said ye were your crum crum. Abron was in it as the Anadian Moeno. Hannah Jenos here the boy for. Who felt the Pebian in Sue was out for the Tiasse. And then was I back at Jem's head boy. Will be a Yamina, one or on your body. First John 3, came 3, verse 4. First John chapter 3, from verse number 4.
Yanko Pondo. Bonini Christo, my young boy, bra. Will be a bonino or yet a tumbra.
Will be a way up bonini yet a tumbra, fissa bonini mrato.
Now, money, sir, or not yet, or you know what they say of a
swab. Baba, ye Christo, let this say, or Baba, baby, or
the swabony, na bonini ni mu.
Anybody who abides in Christ sinneth not. Did it? Was a man finding your example? Bear money, what? And yell, what dear? Ubin dire. Wouldn't you be cool? And then you tell me, see, and I had boy, for you are deceiving yourself to hell. What that, Bonsam and Wufras here dintro. He's the father of all lies. You have lied to yourself. As you went and when you panabanaba said, well, Baba, the swear we are seeing now, bonnie. Oh, is there? We will read it. Watch it to us all, and so that we can come to that
point.
Go to the previous verse. One of the will be in what they say. No, go up there. Go up there. Focus on what we're doing. You know, previously, you know, let's go to bed from verse number, verse number 4.
Yeah.
Go to verse number 5. I saw something like that. Yeah, read it. Let me hear you.
We'll
be in the wedding. All right.
Imankuma, Mobiara and Adam.
Okay.
Do you have the Tinino? Or Tinis had your answer to
me? Do you have your tinny? And come was here some. Nipanwa wonene kasano wehiamwa. Buano. Kofa ukunumpabu abra. abrawo no adibuo kitikiti se woni bi emma wo makunkun wa akoma asne please ukuruka we ni waka we na wo de mpabo e ba se yemreki ukuno woni ukuru wan ni hia breki. Tell me the truth. Can you continue the word?
Yeah.
Read verse 9. Read. Ahana me pese wuti ni. Obia wa ye born again on ye born. How? Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ. The righteousness you have is what we call imputed righteousness. Christ tini ne abetena waso. It would top on him when you go in one se wunuma if you say Christ or diano akata wo diano so diye wobe timi ayane se wuka mbani chile nua or not ya jane nisendi faso na wo dimau. But Christo tini na baba tina umuno emahure mfiri Hebrews chapter 10:26 uyure mfiri wa inyeyi Hebrews 10:26 if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Another version will help me look at this. He said, for there is no longer sacrifice that will take away sins if we purposefully go on sinning after the truth. That after the truth have been made known unto us. Give me another version and then I will read the difference. He said, dear friends, if we deliberately continue sinning after we have received knowledge of the truth, there is no longer any sacrifice that will cover the sins. Romans chapter 6, verse number 1, he asks a question and I want to, you know, deliberate on it as I close. Romans chapter 6, the Bible said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue to sin for grace to abound? And he answers no. In the next verse, but he says interestingly, and then he said in verse number 3, as the Bible developed, he said, know ye not that so many of us that has been baptized into Christ was baptized into his death? In the 4th verse, he said, therefore we are buried with him by baptism. And he continued to say that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we shall walk in the newness of life. Newness. We are brand new. Newness of life. The addictions, people are struggling with smoking, drinking, gossiping, all our addictions. How I wish we can be addicts of Christ, addicts of the word of God, addicts of speaking in tongues, addicts of prayer, addicts of worship. Oh! Orinya yemuda ninsem ye nyamie unsem na yewo. That's right. Yeah. Unsem. Reverend Mary Ganza wrote a couple of songs. Yakutuo nyamie. Hallelujah. Kutuo yakutuo. Yes, that will help me. Yes, sorry, wo, yes, sorry, wo. Yam, yeah. At yas if one night, and penny for you no night. Yanny above, Yanny won't make us.
Ogwama Wufata. Ogwama Wedding goody, wedding goody, yes, to Christ. If I wait to talk, and you might show, okay, you are creating an atmosphere for yourself. He that soweth unto the flesh shall reap corruption. That word corruption in another version says will reap death. But he that soweth unto the spirit will reap life eternal. We will hope. Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 26. I close with that. I have set before you blessing and cursing this day. I have set before you a blessing and a curse. Life is a choice. Oh, life is a choice, my darling. You choose who you marry, Anna. Choose who you marry. And some will hold, I don't know. Choose who you marry. There are people at the Accra High Court fighting for children and fighting for property. I was telling Dede, I said it will just be prudent. All those people who have gone to that point, fighting on divorce. Give it to them. It's okay. They can have it. That you feel pain, I don't know. A dear teacher, Chidi, a man was classy, who washes you to know Sifrin came, was said, this is a gentleman. Dammy, Renny Fee, Miss Kuni Fee, and Abondio, young girls, it has been to me. The man was rich. Nammy came on if you have a painting, I wouldn't mean to beat. I'm seeing a teacher who done it and who are minimum. Areas, a bit trim. Everything shall pass away. Tsuma, when in Mribia, Senna, when in Nietzsche. Look at the way we are addicted. Some people are so addicted to Nigeria movies. Movie after movie, movie after movie. Now, another addiction is comedy videos. Well, look, do go. Oh! I'm a employee, I'm a employee. Man of God, comedy videos. This book of the law will not depart from your mouth. Comedy videos. What talk? See what I say in Mumbai. Help us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray that before we come to the breaking of addictions, deliver us from the snares of the enemy. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Five questions and then my service is closed. Get the microphone ready for me. Five questions, my service is closed. Let them all ask it together. Question after question after question, and then I will take my time for the answering of all of them. You have a question, you can raise your hand. Tell me your name, and then have your question put through. Whilst you are speaking, I'm taking notes, and so I can be able to answer you. Let's talk. Anybody has a question? Emaninya denafi wakasu o question. Somebody has a question? You do or you do not? All right, the gentleman has a question. Come and help him. All right.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
Your name, please?
My name is
Even talk to me.
I have three questions.
Tell me only one for today, since I will be doing the same thing next week. So choose the best question out of the three.
It'll be difficult, but
all right, go ahead.
I want to know, is lust, in general terms, is lust sinful?
Lust, first of all, let's define lust. The word lust in my language means akono. But if I take it to the English to break it down, I may find the word desire. But the moment it goes into desire, it's just like most of the things within our body system, which kills people. But at the same time, the body needs it. The body needs some amount of fat. The body needs some amount of cholesterol. The body needs some amount of magnesium, potassium, calcium, all these things. But the moment the bebor so pe, na se moba. The body needs blood. But the moment blood and the bebor so by pressure pe, then asemaba. So then desire, I desire this chair. I desire this camera. That is why he is telling us we should be careful what we desire, so that our desire does not take us into perversion. So if you ask me, is lust sinful? It depends on the descriptive definition that we give to it. That makes it or makes it not. The Lord bless you. Next question, please. Yeah, the gentleman, give him a microphone, your name, and talk to me. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Papa, my name is Emmanuel Otis Sapon.
Hi, Emma, talk to me.
Me person me visa say uko to scripture we say last eye akono ene honhom no the spirit oku ewo ho. It you know which means say ube di last no oku bi opposition. Me person obwan, how do we overcome last?
I think that the answer was in the same question.
Papa, me funny say Abia many and sanom a pray, many pornography a pray, many a mape a pray. Say the scripture and me who say a okunintino. How do I overcome?
Let's read Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians the 6th chapter, the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's read it in my language. This one says, the Bible said, they spoke for like 5 minutes. I said, this is not a fight. This is not a fight. Mimi wa beka no ye besku ye nkasa. My Lord, when you open one, I will have a reform seat. I could not ask him. If you were saying, my own, you didn't know where you are, then you know, didn't to me. You say, you know, I'm not more than that. Twas, let's go on. You know, put it in, and the intimation of you. Put on the whole armor of God that you will be able to stand. But Galatians, Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Let's go back to it. Look at this. He said, walk in the spirit. Did they preach him back? Walk in the spirit. Who can't see me actually? Did they? Now say, me, 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 me Let me give you an example. And then upon some dad who may be a belt, loose, be a button, she was zip, raw trousers. Trousers in your high are so tight, so you need to sit down and rubber foam. Oh, rubber foam, we are no one sorry. No, a tear back or so, watch your nine. I said, tear so, watch your nine. I've raw draws. By that time, I think that the devil is on holiday and you are on your own. Yeah. Walk in the spirit. How do you? This is why I tell you music is very powerful. Bonsamo dada. Unim said the moment you have a very distorted atmosphere and spirit, you can't walk in the spirit. Unim. It will come in Jude 20, Jude 1 chapter verse 20. Jude chapter 1 verse 20, the Bible said, dear beloved, build up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. Another word for build up yourselves is charge yourself. This is why 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2 is powerful. He that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God. The wakasa wakasa bino karonde kereske firo kadia onkasa nchirini pa okasa chirini yankopon humono okay intercept. I'm telling you, it's in the Bible, says sing unto the Lord a new song. What is a new song? It's a new song. You have not heard it before. I just sang a new song. Kuranda madio sanda da badado. Me ko juma anopa, me ko prayer walk, me ko jogging anopa. I am on a treadmill. I am in the gym. Ligra badaga. I go to the gym all the time. Sometimes they play stupid music in the gym. My concentration is not there. Because when me ra ona libra gadevra da goshka da bata, whilst lifting weight and metal, the brandos gevrede visibly. Me ma when we say I'm a Christian, I don't hide it. You should know that I am a child of God. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. It will be libros kavrende keshkede rando sida. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Scriptures and prayers. Charging yourself. And when it comes to music, I don't listen to nonsense. I don't want my spirit to be distorted. Worship. Praise, thanksgiving, worship, praise. Thank. It's all about Jesus, not me. I create an atmosphere. Oh, yeah, Enra Jesus. Oh, yeah, Nansu Jesus. Oh, yeah, Nansu Jesus. Oh, T. This is the argument in there. You can argue to the sea. I will show light to the children of God. Argue to the sea. I listen to, you know, R&B, you know, Akwaya Chini Tumuna and my girlfriend, R. Kelly. I listen to R. Kelly. R. Kelly was, and there's one good them. And there's a papa and good them. We are trans to Jesus. Touch the mother boy, Jim, Emoja de Bria Fruits. Touch the mother boy, Jim, Moja Ridia Fruits. Here, dear, meant to me now, I see you. Adia, why am I? No, when Oceania Viva wrote that song, you could hear that that song was not just written out of flesh. Apim titi gu namida so kungkongwa. Apim titi gu namida so kungkongwa. Adiawaya mami radi edoso nyamisa. That's right. I don't want to pollute my spirit. No. No, no. Feel yourself in your most holy faith. The faith must be holy. Baby, because it may be who could be wedding and see a dear name when one year bebo. Apim titi gu. I still create the atmosphere. You won't say, Jaye. It's not about you. Ohima. Adiawa ya mami erade edosu. Unyamisai eswade. See, this is why I don't, even the people who are from a gospel musician, I don't call many gospel music. Most of the gospel, I started W3. One day I came here and I said, I am going to bring CDs of people who are agents of the devil in the name of gospel, and I'll break the CD on live TV. Obibeka said, well, they will see you for their property, intellectual property. You wrote the song, you produced it, I bought it, it's mine, I can break it. Come on, where is Christianity? Oh, Pastor Titi Christ, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? And this is why the phone in I love. Papa Kokreya, Nami, Ona, Nui, you know, a Tronium Bebre, Elder Ponsa, or something, get his name for me, you know, Elder something. No. He's a songwriter, he has written most of the songs we sing, he wrote. Check Elder, Google, you know, Elder who has written so many songs. Mention his name for me. He's part of the Church of Pentecost. As a matter of fact, he's from the Apostolic Church. That song crack came from the Ori Viva Wo Ajingwa Yesu Ori Viva Wo Ajingwa Yesu Obon Sam Risa Yazi Nipenina Rivi Nipenina Riviva Wo Ajingwa Yesu Adibon Yefu Ayarifu. Oh, we are seeing ya, won't quite ye. Nippen in a Sanko Wakani Donem, Ashiase. I'm telling you, Ashiase, please. Return to your first love and your first works. First love and first works. Do you know what I'm saying? Or somebody had a question? Let's make it next week. Stand. Clap your hands for the Lord. Worry me, Rawo, Ajinguayasu, Abansa, thank you. Ampia is the name, amazing guy. Worry me, Rawo, is it how many songs? 300 or 800? Ajinguayasu, Abansa. Ni banina hori rirawo hori rirawo obon samri say we are see ni banina riri hori rirawo hori rirawo. Put your two hands on your heart, commit your life into the hands of the Lord. And we are telling the Lord, deliver us from all addictions. Deliver us from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Deliver us. Sweetie, lift your voice. Deliver us
from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. Deliver us, deliver us, deliver us. Deliver us. My God. I feel to work on Shebra Densa, but different will feed the boy Juma, dear Fanguna for Shebra Densa, Yamia Warbuan and Ma or Shubrim. Nyamia Warbuan and Ma or Shubrim. Ubetu to Anamon Nadia City of Chrome. Eripen Abbe Su and Sube Pedel Tiasre. Your fiance, before I pray with you, may the Lord order your step. May He guide your step. I said, dear, may you walk on your high places. May you walk on your high places. With your two hands on your heart, Father, thank you. We rededicate our lives to you. Eternal Spirit of God, we ask you to help us. Deliver us from every contamination and every lust that destroys the soul. Deliver us from the sins that leads to death and that which does not lead to death. Deliver us from addictions and habitual addictions, chronic addictions, cyclical addictions, routinal addictions, occasional addictions. Set us loose. May we never bring shame to the name and the blood of Jesus. And may we be a sanctuary pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, we will be a living sanctuary for Christ Jesus. We give you thanks. In the precious name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. I love you. You may be seated. A scripture that have been in my spirit the whole day whilst I was praying in my waiting today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. He said, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He that destroys the temple of God, God will destroy. Get a verse and put it there, let's work. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And then we go for our offerings. Which month is this? The month of May. And there's a month of fruitfulness. The month of fruitfulness. Verse number 15. And I'll push it down. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 15. Okay, let's read. He said, if any man's work shall be burnt, shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. And the next verse, he said, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Verse number 17, if any man defileth the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are? You are that temple. Hallelujah. May this be your devotional scripture. The Lord bless you. Number five is the number of five things: favor, mercy, kindness, grace, and compassion. May the Lord be gracious to his people. I told the day, I said, if anybody comes to church and they don't have an offering, we should not be bothered about that person. Rather, we should go on our knees in intense prayer that God should be benevolent and compassionate to that person. He to assist them, but when you mean him, oh yeah, God will take care of us. Can come at you and be there fine. As long as you remain under the shadow of be there fine. Hallelujah. Be there fine. And number five, I will want to pick up a seed of 50 cities, or 500 cities, or 5 cities, or 10, 20, whatever. At least something with five. Something with number five. Can get something with number five. Everybody that is online, something with number five. $50, $20, $50, $25, or $15, or something. Something with number five. Pick it up and let us pray. I declare in the name of Jesus, your sacrifice before the throne of God, you will never lack. In Jesus' precious name. I declare that this will also be covenant for this month, that the provisions of God will come to you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Come and honor God. I sing that same song. Let us pray. I commend all of you into the hands of the God of all miracles. May the kindness of God protect you. May God defend his name on your life. May God arise and his enemies scatter. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Before we share the grace, thank you very much, you guys, for joining us on YouTube, Facebook, and the rest of the platforms. The Lord bless you. Really appreciate. But you don't know Christ as Savior. I cannot close the service without giving you an opportunity. Your sins, you want them to be forgiven. You want to return to the family of God. A right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me. Make me brand new. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. I pray for your children. I ask for your favor and kindness. Spread your goodness on them. Take everybody home safely. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So from all of us here in the Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time.
You say you want lifestyle, you want my will. The youth of Ghana going through. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you, Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku. Stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching the drama, so no, we're money for was a man, so me move for one not to for no catch your woman, sir. Me move for come and quay up the it is heavy. I'm not your chance. I'm poor, my soul. The soul is important.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.